I'm Laura McNamara speaking with Terry Smith with Mississippi State University, and he has done some research and field testing in heat sanitation in dairy. So let's talk a little bit about what projects you guys had going on.
We're working on sanitizing the bedding. Cows are often bed on sand, and while sand is normally very low in organic matter and doesn't support much bacterial growth, when it's moist and when it's used by cows, it can support a significant bacterial load, and that can infect the cows and infect them with mastitis. Mastitis is a significant problem, and estimates are that a single case of mastitis costs from $300 to $500 for the producer. Obviously, that dramatically increases the cost of milk and also its quality. The proteins in milk change and make it less valuable for cheese manufacturers. So mastitis is a significant problem, and we're trying to use propane to burn off, to dry out, and to reduce the pathogen load in that sand bedding.
Let's kind of cover exactly how that process is completed.
We worked with rake manufacturers. Dairy producers commonly rake the bedding to smooth it out and make it more comfortable. But to date, no one has tried pairing that with a flame system. So we've modified an existing rake to add flaming technology to that, propane flaming technology. And the study that we're doing would test the function of this modified rake on the sand. First of all, does it reduce pathogens in the sand? Does it reduce organic matter in the sand? Basically clean up the sand. And then it would test the function of that clean sand on the cows. So does it make the cows more healthy, reduce infection rate? Really, at the moment, that research is in the preliminary stage. We do know that our flame technology cleans up the sand. A single application of flame, a single flaming, reduces the bacterial population by about 30% in the top inch. And what we're getting is probably a really good sterilizing effect in the top centimeter. And then that effect dissipates as you go deeper and deeper, until when you get to 4 to 6 inches, that single application probably doesn't have much impact. But that's where the raking comes in, because with daily flaming and raking, we're stirring in that clean sand, and then bringing more up to flame in the next application.
And you said you guys are early in the research. When do you expect more data to be coming in?
It's coming in daily. It's just a matter of keeping up with it and getting it analyzed, because the producer really wanted to maintain normal production activities. I can't blame him for that, but it doesn't help with my research. And for example, when a cow stops milking, he wants to take that cow out of the barn and replace it. So the problems that I'm having is really just tracking the cows, and we're able to do it. It's just a matter of keeping up with the data, but it is coming in daily.
Okay, and so when do you foresee this product being available to dairy producers?
The rake technology exists currently, and if it's functional, it could be available within 6 months to put it together.
I think that covers everything I wanted to ask you. Anything you want to add?
Yeah, I'd really like to thank PERC for the opportunity to investigate this line of reasoning. Without their funding, it really would have never become possible.
Okay, thanks, Terry. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.